MLB, NBA, NHL, NFL, Score Big has all the sports tickets you want at up to 60% off. It's easy to use. I've used it myself. All you got to do is log on to sportsgamblingpodcast.com and click the Score Big icon. Score Big, the lead pipe lock for great game tickets. Welcome, everyone, to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I am Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. It's here, Ryan. It's what we always dreamed of. The 2013 NFL season set to kick off. Are you ready for some football?
Yeah. I'm ready for some Carrie Underwood and some football. I like how they just replaced one hot country blonde chick with one that was 20 years younger than her.
It's also funny how they do Sunday Night Football, a special Thursday night edition.
Yeah.
We do that all the time. It drives us crazy.
ESPN does it more with their Monday Night Football, Saturday night. Like, calm down. Just call it Saturday Night Football.
Well, Ryan, let's see. Real quick, we'll get college football out of the way. Your Virginia Tech Hokies not able to hang with the Crimson Tide of Alabama. Probably would have made a game of it, but two special team touchdowns. Frank Beamer, no longer special team specialist.
I'll give you the thirty second spin. Well, the reason for that is everyone else caught up to him and are playing their best players on special teams too. That was always how they were better. They would play their starters on special teams too.
Yeah.
Defense looked great. Really kind of gave Alabama a lot of problems. Offense horrible. And you can't give up two special teams touchdowns and a defensive touchdown and expect to win any games. Anyway, other than that, we were pretty close. We called a lot of games the right way.
Yeah, I think we had a number. We were definitely on Hawaii.
Hawaii, Clemson, LSU.
I did a little LSU, UCLA parlay, cash, money.
Nice.
Felt really good. My first parlay of the season coming in.
It did feel good having football on, just kind of lounging
Real
around,
football.
Watching football.
Just, yeah, even if you didn't have a vested interest in it, just nice background of just football. I watched a little bit of that Texas A&M.
Yeah.
Rice game.
Their defense is awful.
Yeah. And listen, out of all the things college athletes and athletes in general do bad, the announcers, when Johnny Manziel did that like fake autograph money thing or whatever, it was almost like Joe Buck when he reacted to Randy Moss's mooning. Not quite that bad, but it was up there. Just, what is going on? He's making light of the fact that he got away with signing autographs. Yeah, no, exactly. Why wouldn't he? What are you guys going to do? He's going to be in the NFL next year.
True story.
I don't think I'm going on record, right? Johnny Manziel.
Not an NFL quarterback.
Not a quality NFL starter.
No.
Does not have the... Listen, I know there's a Russell Wilson. I know there's a guy by the name of Drew Brees. I'm aware of these guys. It's just the frame. It's not his height. It's his shoulders. He doesn't have the upper body of an NFL player.
Russell Wilson also did not get thrown out of the Manning Passing Academy because he was hungover.
Yeah, there's also a general commitment to winning and excellence that you... listen, Eli Manning, not a bright guy, not a talented guy, but he was given, his dad made him work at being a quarterback. His brother gave him some inside tips.
He's also 6'4", 6'5", and has a rocket arm. I mean, come on. Stop.
He overcame his mental retardation.
Stop it.
To somehow luckily win two Super Bowls. Ryan, Eli Manning is handy capable in my mind, okay? I didn't mean this. I'm saying a guy like Eli Manning, I feel like, is the complete opposite. And that's what they're looking for, guys who show up to meetings on time, do all that. You can get away with some of that stuff if you're a freak athlete. Now, Johnny Manziel is a good athlete and a good quarterback, but he's not freak athletic that he'll be able to survive on just – he's not Michael Vick. He's not – he won't have a chance of surviving.
That's usually the bar you got to compare. Well, I mean, to make it a more relevant comparison, Russell Wilson is an anomaly because he's just this tremendous leader and has so much confidence. But I think it's more like let's compare him to more contemporary guys who are insane college quarterbacks, Vince Young, Cam Newton, guys like that who were, you know – No brainers for like NFL quarterbacks, and they even Vince Young didn't make. I mean,
yeah,
Vince Young and Cam Newton's a good comparison. They were both physically gifted. Both were had tremendous college careers. One guy cared more, and yeah. Maybe Cam Newton's it's caring about himself, and that drives him to be a great quarterback. But whatever. I mean, at least he cares.
Well, and I don't know. I'm not quite as sold on Cam Newton as everyone else.
That's fine, but
I mean, I agree.
Right now, he's a top. I mean, you can't argue with the fact that he's a top 12 quarterback.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying I don't think he's quite going to be that next level potential Hall of Fame.
He's not going to be Eli Manning. That's fair, but yeah, but all I'm saying is look at what happened to Vince Young, and you know Vince Young was successful in the NFL.
He did win games. He had a nice little run there. I think he even made the Pro Bowl once due to injury from one of the other quarterbacks.
Anyway, enough about the JV squads.
Ryan, we don't care. The college football is all good and fun. Great time. Don't get me wrong. Enjoy it. But let's be honest.
Real quick, Sean.
Sure.
Watching college.
Yes.
Man, it just watching like the poor tackling and all that other stuff, it's like, God, this is why Chip Kelly's offense is not going to work. you just watch the college defenses. Anyway.
I thought you were going to say this is why Chip Kelly's defense isn't going to work.
Well, that
poor
too.
Tackling. College-level tackling. I'm terrified of their inability to tackle. All right, Ryan, but we got a full slate of NFL games. Let's get to it.
Yep. Thursday night.
Ooh.
Kickoff special. Not in Baltimore due to a scheduling conflict with the Orioles.
Yeah, listen.
The concert's in Baltimore.
But
the game's in Denver. You know they do like an opening concert? It's in Baltimore.
They're also
doing a kickoff show that starts at 7 o'clock Eastern or maybe 4 o'clock out on the West Coast. And somehow Ryan Seacrest is involved now with NFL kickoff show.
All right, NFL, settle down.
I saw this and Lindsay's like, oh, that's a great idea. More people will watch. I'm like, no, that's a horrible idea. Although, honestly, I would give it a shot if Ryan Seacrest replaced Joe Buck. I would give that a shot. I'd go on the record. I would give me a year trial.
Who do you think will win this game? Text.
Yeah.
The team to 4568. We'll be right back. And who is the winner of this NFL football game? Stay tuned right after the break.
Just all cliffhangers.
Just him sitting there with a giant Coca-Cola.
Enough about the bullshit before the game. Baltimore.
Well, real quick, they're fine. Now, this is like one of these things where you just go, who does not have any sort of basic preemptive thinking here? The NFL, as part of their big kickoff promotion, put up a giant billboard, and it features, of course, Peyton Manning, quarterback for the Denver Broncos, and a also giant picture of Joe Flacco for the Ravens, and it's plastered on the stadium, essentially. And, of course, all the Broncos fans are furious. Like, why do you – no, you don't put a picture of the other – this is basic fan 101.
Well, this is what happens when an entity gets so big. They have this massive marketing department.
They can't
They're bound to hire people that have no clue about football.
Listen, I've worked on a number of marketing campaigns.
This works.
Okay, we got the guy who likes the one colors in the one thing, and then we put the other guy.
Two of the strangest heads in football, by the way. If they're helmetless, Peyton Manning and Joe Flacco, that's a four-head competition.
It's a five-head competition.
Oh.
All right.
Baltimore travels to Denver, Mile High, Invesco Field, whatever it's called nowadays. Isn't it called Mile High Field at Invesco Stadium or some bullshit like that?
Sounds like something corporate America would try.
Baltimore, plus 7.5, over under 48.5.
Mm. Well, Ryan, as I talked about, I already got down on this line.
You did.
On it early, basically, as soon as it came out, I got Baltimore 8.5, and I feel pretty solid about it, especially with the Von Miller suspension.
Yeah.
Now the line shifted the other way, which I was a little surprised at.
Yeah. It's been the line is between 7.5 and 9. As you know, it's a common jump, especially for the offshore books. They'll jump it right from 7.5 to 9, as there's not much value in those 8, 8.5 numbers. I agree with you. Baltimore is the play here. I don't see Denver losing the game, but
this feels like it's going to be a good game. Even at 28-20, you're winning with the Ravens. That it just feels like, to me, everyone's doubting the Ravens really, really bad now, and everyone's super, super high.
What was the spread?
Well,
what was the spread in the playoffs? It was 8, so it actually hasn't changed much. So, interesting to think of it that way.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, and really, what has changed?
Nah, Anquan Boldin gone.
Dennis Pitta gone.
Kruger gone. Pitta gone.
Von Miller gone.
Ray Lewis, Ed Reed gone. That's still.
But I don't even know.
That might make their defense better. Actually,
that might actually help it.
Von Miller and Dumervil are the big question marks. If that defensive backfield cannot get pressure or does not get help by pressure up front, will they be able to hold up? Will Champ Bailey be able to hold up?
Yeah, everyone's just assuming this Denver Broncos offense isn't going to miss a beat. Well, you lost two of your best players on defense.
Yeah, I mean,
one, because the drunks in the front office don't know how to operate a fax machine, which has got to be undercover. Like, isn't that not one of the more bizarre stories? There's definitely something more to that, right?
I don't know. You think it would be.
There's got to be something. I'm just surprised.
Yeah, so take the dog here, right? What about the over-under? 48.5, Sean.
I like the under here.
Yeah.
It just feels, to me, it feels like it's going to be a little bit lower scoring than normal. And also,
I kind of want to go the other way. I think both teams have a lot of question marks on defense.
Okay.
I think I would probably lean the over here, actually.
All right.
But I'm probably not going to play it, to be honest with
you. Yeah, I don't have a strong play in the total, but I do really like Baltimore. Feel good about that Baltimore 8.5, especially now 9. You can get it at 9. Tease that up to 15.
Oh, here we go with the teases already. I like it.
Two-team tease. Okay, Baltimore, 15 points. You can tease the total either way, I feel like. You're probably right.
No, you're going to get – do a 10-point super tease. I mean – because, well, 6 points, a 6-point tease, you want, or maybe a 6.5 to get it to 14. Anyway.
Well, no, it's at 8.5.
Or 7.5.
Oh, we're going with the Hilton.
We're going with the Las Vegas hotel line, Sean.
Sorry.
Let's not give the Hilton any free publicity. And the money line's plus 295. I don't know. I'm not going to recommend taking the money line, but I like Baltimore here. I think that's the play in this game.
Listen, they're the Super Bowl champs. They have every reason to be competitive in this game. I understand Denver is in there for a rematch, but I think losing those players on defense, and we talked about this prior to the podcast.
It is a revenge game. Quick turnaround revenge game.
But. Yeah. Manning, everyone had questions about his arm strength, and I don't know if they were totally answered. He had
overtime, he made some questionable throws.
I don't know if he's quite there with the arm strength, so.
That being said, they have a wealth of talent in receiver this year, so
they did pick up Wes Welker.
Going to be hard to hold those guys down.
It just feels to me like it's going to be a competitive game.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like long as you're getting more than 7, I like Baltimore here.
You got the Super Bowl champs, and you're getting more than the touchdown. To me, it feels like an easy play. Give me Baltimore.
All right, New England heads to Buffalo. Who? New England's missing some guys: Gronkowski, Hernandez, Welker. Their defense should be improved. They head to Buffalo, where it's unclear right now if E.J. Manuel is going to start. Sounds like Wednesday will be the day they determine that. If not, it's going to be Jeff Toole.
We're taping this a day early, so.
Yeah, we are taping this on a Tuesday this week. So, spread's 9.5, over-under's 51. I got to be honest, I like the under, mainly because I don't think Buffalo – all of this is assuming Manuel doesn't start, which that's what it seems like. And the spread's 9.5.
It seems like he's not going to start, because I heard
it sounds like he might start. There isn't any definitive information either way. I say if he doesn't start, you lay the points. Right?
Yeah. But if he does start and you can get a number around 10 points,
take the points.
Yeah, honestly, if you can get E.J. Manuel and those skill
players. We do seem to be giving him a lot of credit for a rookie who hasn't played.
I just think he'll have an ability to create plays that Jeff Toole won't.
Jeff Toole, yeah. No, I mean, Jeff Toole doesn't seem to have the ability to do much.
Oh, man, the poor Bills.
Yeah.
This was going to be the year. This was going to be the year for the old Buffalo Bills. They had everything in line. They were looking good. Maybe the C.J. Manuel.
Well, their defense should be good, too. That's kind of why I like the under.
They have good skill players. Ryan, and Buffalo does like to play Patriots pretty close in Buffalo.
And they do have C.J. Spiller, who's all world.
I just think right now, I think Patriots, after the whole Gronkowski thing, well, this whole Aaron Hernandez thing, I feel like they're going to be in stick-it mode.
All right, so Manuel participated in practice on Monday, and it sounds like he practiced today, too.
So if he's practicing, he's starting.
Yeah, that becomes more of a layaway for me, or layaway. Stay away.
What are you, a chick?
probably grabbing the dog if that's the case. But if Tool's starting, honestly, even if he's not, I'm staying away from this game, but I might just go New England regardless. I think New England's going to be in FU mode.
Yeah, I'll have to go with my pick with New England. But
Manuel hasn't practiced much in the preseason. He is a rookie. It is Belichick. Their defense should be better. All right, Tennessee heads to Pittsburgh.
What was the total on that?
Oh, 51. Like under seems like the play there.
Yeah, I don't see it being a shootout. Give me the under.
Tennessee-Pittsburgh. This line is opened at 6.5. It's now sitting at 7 with the over-under at 41.5. I think the play, Pittsburgh cut their starting running back.
Not a good sign.
It's unclear to me. I kind of have this hunch that Pittsburgh's just not going to be not going to have a great year. But at 7, I think under 7, probably stay away from this game. 7 or over, I'm gonna take the Titans probably in a pick 'em situation. Not sure if I'd bet on this game, but
yeah, to me this feels like a stay away as far as a general play. I'm gonna give my pick to the Titans as well at 7 points. But I agree. I think. Pittsburgh, I was down on Pittsburgh last year, Ryan. As you know, I really liked the Ravens last year. I didn't pick them to win the Super Bowl, but I really thought they'd do well in the AFC North. I think they're going to have a not quite as good year, but I still think they're going to win the AFC North. I think Pittsburgh is going to win, but I don't see them dominating by more than a touchdown.
No, I'm interested to see how they run the ball.
Yeah, and
Isaac Redman, he's a fine running back. He's not a starting running back.
And I think Ben Roethlisberger is on the decline. Not a lot of people have talked about this. I feel like I'm a little bit of ahead of the curve here in predicting the demise of Ben Roethlisberger. He takes way too many shots,
yep.
Hangs on to the ball way too much.
Yep.
Now he's been able to get away with that because he's a big-framed, Big Ben, the quarterback. We get it. But
no Heath Miller either.
I think they're going to be hurting. No Hines Ward.
Oh, stop it, Sean. They're missing Mike Wallace, but yeah, I
Palomalu?
He's there.
Yeah, but I'm
Is that a good or a bad?
Palomalu. He's the same way. I think his better days are behind him because of injury.
No James Harrison. If you've watched Hard Knocks, that guy clearly motivated his teammates with his just pure rage. Anyway, I think the play here is take Tennessee and a pick 'em. Plus the 7 points. The over-under is 41.5. That's a low total, but that might be an under. I think both teams could have good defense. I think both offenses may struggle in this game.
I'm going to say over here.
All right.
Over 41.
Atlanta, New Orleans. Atlanta, plus 3.
Wow.
Over-under 54.
Ooh.
I think New Orleans is not going to be great this year. Mm. I took them under 9 wins. But this is a hell of an emotional spot for New Orleans.
Yes.
And I just won't fade this team in an emotional spot at home. They're a 3.5-point home team. They're only getting 3. The line actually opened at 2. It's moved up. I got to take New Orleans here. Even though I'm not a believer in them, I just think the crowd will be so hyped. It's a divisional game.
Yeah. I mean, how much does this game mean to Atlanta?
A lot more. It means a lot to both.
I'm agreeing with you, Ryan. I'm saying, that's why I said, how much does this mean to Atlanta?
Not I think it means a lot to Atlanta, too, though.
Well, but I don't think it means as much to New Orleans.
Okay.
Because New Orleans is at home. I'm agreeing with you. New Orleans is at home, coming off. This is Sean Payton's first game back. This is the most motivated this team's going to be all year.
Yeah.
I don't think Atlanta will be able to match your intensity.
Yeah, wow. This is a tough one for me. I think it's a good line, but yeah, I just won't.
I think Atlanta's a much better team, and I think, especially in a dome. But
I'm just not fading New Orleans in an emotional game at home right now.
Yep, I'll have to go New Orleans plus three, but...
don't have a good... 54 just seems high. I mean...
I'm going to have to take the under on the 54.
Although both defenses could be... But yeah, I think you guys got to play the under. It's early in the season. 54 points is high. Tampa Bay. Josh Freeman and the Tampa Bay Bucks and the Muscle Hamster head to New York to face the quarterbackless New York Jets. Over-under is 39, Sean. And that's untouchable, I think. And Tampa's laying three in New York. We've talked about this. Or at least I've talked
Beware
about this with
the
you.
The three-point home dog, Ryan.
The smart move is to grab the 3 points.
Ooh.
But can we really back the Jets here?
I can't. I have to... Listen, a lot goes into gambling, obviously. But at the end of the day, Ryan... Who's going to be touching the ball every play on offense? The quarterback. I mean, when you're signing Brady Quinn, that just shows your desperation as a franchise to find a quarterback. I mean, I think the Jets have made it clear that Geno Smith is not ready to be a starter.
He's starting week one.
Well, I'm telling you, that he's not ready to be a starter. The Jets have made that obvious.
I mean, his play has made that obvious.
Yeah, the guy looks horribly inexperienced. There's still a shot. Yeah, he could figure it out. But nowadays, in the NFL, you don't get a year or two to sit the bench.
No. I think the bigger question is, will the Jets' defense be as good as it was last year? And can they play a low-scoring game and just stay in the game running the ball and playing defense?
Well, and that was their strategy last year with Mark Sanchez. Now, we know that didn't succeed because Mark Sanchez turned the ball over. Now, I got to believe with a guy like Manuel... Geno Smith, or whatever other nameless entity they throw behind
nameless rookie black quarterbacks.
No, I'm just saying, if he gets out, or if they decide to pull him, well, I guess they don't pull him, right? Because you start him, you let him finish the game.
Yeah.
So it could get ugly here. I think Tampa wins by more than two touchdowns.
The better question, Sean, I think, we didn't address, do you think people are too high on Tampa?
Yeah, this is a classic thing.
Is Tampa even really deserving of being a road favorite?
Yeah, I mean, Josh Freeman, here's the thing. Josh Freeman's at least capable. The guy's lost weight. He's kind of got his stuff together.
I'm going to shock the world, Sean.
Sure.
I thought I was going to back the Bucks here, but okay. I kind of talked myself into the Jets.
All right.
I'm going to take the Jets plus three. I'm going to stay away from the over-under. That's just a low point.
I like
point
the Bucks minus three. Give me the over.
Okay.
There's going to be a pick six in here.
Oh, yeah. You might be right.
Revis is going to prove a point.
You might
here.
Be right.
You're telling me Darrell Revis isn't going to prove a point?
Yeah,
you don't
no.
think he's going to take one to the house and just shove it in Rex Ryan's? Ryan, you saw the latest story that Rex Ryan wasn't around for the 53-man roster cuts?
Yeah, I don't feel
Everything
good about it.
That comes out is
I don't
so
feel good
bad.
About it. That's kind of why I want to take the Jets.
No, I think you're. I think you're out thinking yourself.
I think I might be too. I'm not betting it.
You're already reversing jinxing yourself early on picks, Ryan. Early on is where you got to rely on gut instincts. Okay, but I like Tampa minus three, and I like the over.
All right, Sean, Kansas City, who I am very high on. Heads to Jacksonville, where I was shocked to see this line, Sean. I was shocked to see this open at Pick'em. It is now Kansas City minus 3.5.
Woo.
I'm sorry. Now, I'm not a huge fan of Jacksonville. I did take the over. I think they have a solid defense and will have a solid running game. Obviously, the quarterback position is a huge question mark. I love Kansas City, but Kansas City shouldn't be laying 3.5 points on the road against anyone, period. Period. This I think Pick'em minus 2.5, somewhere in that range. So, and the over-under is 41. Give me the Jags. Give me the Jags plus 3.5 all day. I don't feel good about the total either way.
Yeah, I think this game will be surprisingly close. I was leaning KC early.
That's a tough
I like them
lay.
As a team, but that last hook, that last – I'm just envisioning this game in my mind – and I'm looking at Andy Reid and his walrus mustache is hanging over his laminate play card, and he's watching the game-winning kick go in for one of the teams. Now, I think this is going to be a field goal
calling
game. Calling a three-point game.
Yep.
Probably going to be KC winning 24. No, let's take that back. I think it could be,
this game
could be 2017. I feels a little bit lower scoring.
Yeah, actually, I'd probably lean the over. I have a feeling. Actually, I don't know.
I like the under here.
I do so poorly with totals early in the season. Maybe I'm just going to stay away from them this year.
I'm going to try and stay away from totals all year.
All right, Sean.
I don't have a great history with totals.
Two hype teams.
Sure.
Cincinnati heads to Chicago. Both will have a little hype train. Cincinnati's probably bigger due to Hard Knocks. Over under 42. Love the under here. I think this is an under game. I think both defenses are very competent. And the spread's 3. Chicago laying 3 at home.
This is your straight up two even teams, two even offense, defense.
Yep.
42 right on the
exactly.
nose, minus 3 right on the nose.
And so this is just who do you think Cincinnati is going to make a statement on the road week 1, and Trestman's offense is going to be for not successful at all? Or do you think Chicago is the real deal and they're going to put up points? I think it's a close game. I think I'll take the points with Cincinnati and I'll lay the go under.
Yeah, I think the hype's a little bit overblown for both teams. I don't think – I'm not quite as high on Cincinnati as other people are talking about them possibly winning the AFC. But I do like them here.
I'll take the – yeah, take the points, right?
I think – yeah, like you said, two good teams, close game. Why not take the points? I think Jay Cutler still just
– I like Andy Dalton better than Jay Cutler.
Yeah, we're getting to that point. I feel like Andy Dalton, I'm grading him a little bit higher than Jay Cutler right now.
He's not going to lose you the game. I think that's the difference.
And I also think I think there's going to be a drop-off on the Bears' defense without Lovie Smith and without Brian Urlacher as kind of the leaders of the team.
It's fair.
The ability to see stuff on the field.
All right, Sean.
All right.
Moving on to a very interesting battle. The Cleveland Browns host the Miami Dolphins.
Whew.
Both teams also getting a little hype. This line opened at Miami, -1.5. It's since shifted all the way to Cleveland, -1. I liked it at Cleveland Pick'em, which probably means I should still like it at Cleveland, -1.
Yeah.
I just don't believe the hype in Miami. I like Trent Richardson. I don't know. It's hard to back Cleveland when they're not a dog. But I'm going to take Cleveland here. I just think people are getting a little too excited about this Miami team.
Yeah, I could definitely see Miami winning this game, though.
Yeah, the spread's good. The NFL spreads are good, as it turns out.
I think Miami, Ryan, 75 games last week, real quick, in college football. 38 favorites, 37 underdogs. So
that's Vegas, unbelievable.
There's a reason Vegas builds the casinos. Ryan, I'd like to think that hard-nosed football, there's still a place for it. So maybe with – and – people are talking about maybe Norv Turner bringing a little extra to Brandon Whedon. He's had the whole offseason and summer to coach him. I think Norv Turner is still a capable positions coach or offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I think he's – yeah, I definitely agree with that. I like Cleveland more and more as you talk.
Trent Richardson. You look at that Cleveland team. They ended really strong. And how do you – teams like that usually want to play in the next half of the season – very good offensive line, or just like in general, I feel like they control the line of scrimmage pretty well.
Yeah.
In the same way that the Philadelphia Eagles came in and barely won by a point, I don't think the Miami Dolphins will quite be able to do that.
Yeah, Cleveland plays hard.
So I guess I'll give it to Cleveland. I think Miami not having their tight end out for the season, that's going to be a game changer. I think Tannehill really liked him as a check down.
Interesting. Lamar Miller has been underwhelming. Mike Wallace has been underwhelming in preseason.
Reggie Bush, no longer with the team.
Reggie Bush gone. All right, Sean, moving on to...
Wait, what was the total on it?
41. That feels under all day.
Yeah, give me the under.
Yeah. Seattle, who... You're going to be shocked, Sean. I have two tickets. Teams to win the Super Bowl. New York Giants.
Philadelphia Eagles.
New York Giants, 25-1. And Seattle Seahawks, 12-1.
Wow.
Yep.
So you're definitely picking Seattle here, right?
Well, over or under. Seattle heads to Carolina. Little West Coast team going east. 10 a.m. kickoff on the – or 1 p.m. kickoff. Carolina –
widely debated statistics.
Over
I like to use it when I'm talking about the Raiders. I feel like the Seattle team is one of the exceptions.
You like to use it when it benefits you.
Well, that's
over
how
under
arguments work.
Over
you
under
points to hurt your own argument, right?
Over under is 45, and Seattle is favored by 3.5.
Oh, 3.5-point home dog.
Ding, 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 ding. We talked about this at 3. It makes it a very tough, difficult spread at 3.5. It's hard to not take. I like Carolina. I love Seattle this year, but I think Carolina has a chance to win their division. I think this is going to be a 3-point game. We've talked about this before. It feels like a 3-point game. I'm not laying 3.5 on the road, especially early in the season. Although, if you're going to do it, I guess now, if you have a strong opinion, I like Seattle, and I like the under here.
No, you mean you like Carolina. You said I like Seattle.
Yeah. I like Carolina, plus 3.5 and the under.
Ryan?
I think Carolina's defense much improved with Luke Kuechly in the middle.
Ryan, I got to disagree here.
Okay.
Listen. After that press conference where the Seattle Seahawks lost their game, I'd never been more inspired, dare I say, motivated, believing in a franchise than I did when Russell Wilson is a winner.
Seattle wins by 3.
Okay. Russell Wilson is a winner who covers spreads. I would suggest still buying the hook if you're paranoid like me. But I like Seattle. Seattle, I think, is going to win by 10 points.
Oh.
They're going to win 30-20. That's my prediction.
Okay.
So give me the over then there as well.
Oh.
I think Carolina, classic, just they're a very poor. Listen.
They're a 500 team.
If they're lucky.
Okay.
I don't think they're. Listen, they went 6-10, and then they went 7-9. And Cam Newton's on every magazine cover and video game like he's the next coming of Christ.
Okay.
Win some games, sir. Get to the playoffs, then you can join the franchise. Then you can be advertising.
Okay.
That's a new rule. I don't want to see a quarterback advertising a product unless he's made it to the playoffs. I don't think that's crazy.
Okay, that's fair.
You're going to put a team on your shoulders at 7-9? Cam Newton does have some attitude problems. We saw it in the second half. We saw it last season, Ryan.
Oh, here we go.
That just kind of childish way he handles the press conference. Russell Wilson, when he gets a loss, handles it like a man. Handles it like a champ. He's 40. He's a man. Come at him. Cam Newton, still a child, Ryan.
Yeah.
Still a child. Cam Newton got babied during his college career. Offered hundreds of thousands of dollars. No one believed in Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson believed in Russell Wilson, right? So that's why I'm going with my man, Russell Wilson.
Cam Newton, 1 championship. Russell Wilson, 0.
Okay, cool.
And you saw how bad that Auburn team was as soon as Cam Newton left.
That's the end of the argument.
I'm not
complaining about him.
Well, don't talk about his character and his winning ability.
Well, he hasn't brought
him to
the
winner.
NFL.
All right.
He's 13-18 as a starter.
Okay.
13-19, sorry, as a starter.
All right, Sean.
Does that sound like a winner to you? 6 games below 500?
Cam Newton will win. They will make the playoffs this year.
All right. I will take that bet right now. They will not make the playoffs.
Okay, Sean. Minnesota heads to Detroit. Both teams I am not very high on relative to their season win total projection. Detroit, this line opened at 2.5. It's now Detroit minus 5, over under 46.5. I don't know what to think of this game. I don't think Minnesota's going to be very good at all. I also don't think Detroit's going to be very good, but Detroit's going to be able to put up points every week. It's going to be can their defense stop?
But can they?
Yeah.
I mean, last year they did the same thing. They moved the ball, but they didn't quite. I still feel like
they were very unlucky. 28. Yeah, we talked about this, but 28 catches where the receiver was tackled inside the 5. Look, I agree. I'm not high on Detroit.
Yeah.
And I'm a little surprised this line isn't 3.5.
This feels like a 3.5 or 4.
That being said, I don't think there's much different. I'm going to take Detroit here.
Okay. I like Minnesota here.
Okay.
I kind of like it a lot. I think...
AP. I mean, that's the big thing. Like
Adrian Peterson in a dome. Ryan, I don't know if you can look up his stats in front of you, but that...
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about this game, for the record.
No, I agree.
I think I'm going to pick.
Usually, a division game with a 5-point spread means Vegas doesn't really know either. So,
yeah.
But I like Minnesota here getting 5. That feels a little too high. And I think Minnesota.
I just don't know if Minnesota's defense. I don't know if the Minnesota's defense is going to be able to stop Detroit.
Minnesota had a pretty solid defense last year. What are you thinking is changing where they've fallen off so much? They always played the Lions competitive. It's a big rivalry.
You're right. Let's take the points. You're right, Sean. Let's just take the five.
I don't know. I like Minnesota here.
Yeah.
That five is talking to me, right?
I'll take the five. I don't feel I'll pick the five. And I'm not going to do anything with the total.
What's the total at?
46.5.
Give me the under.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm just throwing out the totals. I don't really have any strong plays on the totals. Rely on my game picks if you're looking.
Yeah, we'll tweet out what we actually wager on. Don't you worry. Oakland heads to Indy. Indy's favored by – this will be a quick one, Sean. Over-under 47. Indy's favored by 9.5.
Oh.
Indy should not be favored by 9.5 over anyone. This is crazy.
Yeah, I like Indy.
I have no – maybe Terrell Pryor makes some magic happen, but you got to take the points here. Got to take the points.
Yeah, I couldn't give you a good reason why, but I think this feels like a great stay away for me.
Yeah.
Why these two random non-division opponents are playing week one, I don't know. It's like the KC-Jag game. To me, this is a classic stay away, just in general, betting the game. But if you got to take a side, and we do, give me Oakland.
I like 10. I'd rather have 10.
Yeah. 10.
Yeah, you can find it. 10.5 and 10 are out there. So.
Okay.
But, yeah, I just think, I mean, if anything, I might just play the under on this game. Although the problem is that Oakland and Indy both had horrible defenses, so it could just be a shootout. Who knows?
Yeah, it could.
Darren McFadden
could break off a couple runs, or he could just not decide to show up.
Yeah. I just have no clue about this game.
And what's the total?
47. It just feels like you take two teams I don't think are going to be very good. One really bad team and one average team.
I think it's going to be 21-14 Colts. There
you go.
The Colts and the under. Or, I mean, the Raiders in the under.
Yeah.
Although, Ryan, what, 70% of the time spread does not come into play?
That's a loaded stat. Arizona heads to St. Louis, where St. Louis is favored by 4.5. Arizona, both teams seemingly a lot of positive. All right, both teams have a little hype coming into the season. Arizona, people are high on. They have a real quarterback. They got the Honey Badger. Might have a good defense. Bruce Arians and that vertical offense made famous in Pittsburgh. Rashard Mendenhall, Larry Fitzgerald.
I feel like maybe people think I'm one of these guys who's high on the Cardinals. Yeah. Their win total is 5.5. So, yeah, I'm really high on them being over that. I wouldn't call them a playoff team, but
St. Louis, people excited. Same coordinator a couple years in a row. Sam Bradford, maybe he takes another step. I'm not big on that. My thing with this game is I like both defenses, but I like St. Louis a little bit more. And honestly, I came into this thinking I might take the points. I'm going to take the under in the Rams.
Now, what 4.5 is the current line?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the Cardinals here. 4.5.
Okay.
I think St. Louis, they get up for division games, that kind of stuff. But this seems like a game they would easily look past. I think Carson Palmer is a better quarterback than Sam Bradford right now.
And thanks to the programming wizards at the NFL, we have a total of 2 4 p.m. East Coast games.
Nice.
And one is the Arizona-St. Louis game. Anyway, I'm not – this might be one that I – this is going to be a game I go back and forth in the pick'em. I'm not going to bet on it, but I think I'm going to end up landing on St. Louis.
I like the Cardinals. I like the Cardinals possibly win out right here.
Okay. A little money line special.
It could be.
All right,
Sean. It could be the upset special, Ryan.
Here's the game everyone's going to be watching at 425. That's right. They moved games back to 425 for gambling purposes. I mean, so people could watch the end of the games.
Yes.
Green Bay heads to San Francisco.
Ooh.
Over-under is 49. Spread's 4.5. You got to play Green Bay. For me, it's Green Bay or nothing. I understand. San Francisco, can you name San Francisco's number two receiver?
No.
No, you cannot. I mean, at some point, you got to throw the ball. I understand they're a tough running team. I think Green Bay's defense will be improved this year. There are some questions about their offensive line, obviously. But give me Aaron Rodgers, Randall Cobb, Jordy Nelson, James Jones, Eddie Lacy. They have a running game, finally. I just think 4.5. I mean, it's Aaron Rodgers. How often does Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, or Tom Brady get 4.5 points, period?
Ryan, all very cogent points, all great angle, but I'm going to have to go with the 49ers here.
I like how we're disagreeing on a lot of stuff, Sean.
It's a good sign.
Feels good for someone.
Who it is, we don't know.
No.
It's all about offensive line.
Yeah.
I don't think the Packers' offensive line is going to be able to stop the 49ers' offensive line or defensive line. You brought up a lot of great skill players that they have, Ryan, but I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to have time. And I think Colin Kaepernick's going to be able to create plays, and he's going to be able to move around to the point that whoever is their receiver, wherever they got a receiver, it's not going to matter because they're going to find space. I like the 49ers here to win by a touchdown.
Yep. Clay Matthews, baby. Clay Matthews. All right. Last game on Sunday.
Uh-oh.
I love when the Giants open with the Cowboys. What is it called? AT&T Park or AT&T yep. Stadium? Can't even call it Cowboy Stadium or Jerry World anymore.
Yeah, do you know
where? Go ahead.
I was going to say that what AT&T and Eli Manning have in common.
What's that?
They both own.
Oh,
Cowboy Stadium burn.
That's right. Eli's never lost. So two conflicting stats. Dallas owns the Giants in opening season games.
Yeah.
But the Giants own the Cowboys in the new stadium. Eli's going to throw for three.
What's his record in the new stadium?
Undefeated. 4-0. Whatever. 4-0. Yeah. Whatever. However many years it's been. So Dallas is somehow favored by 3.5. Obviously, I'm a Giants fan. Take that out of it. I don't understand how this is not a 3-point spread. To me, this is easy. Take the Giants and the points. 48.5 on the over-under. Feels like a juicy overplay. I feel like this is going to be a shootout.
Ooh. I like the under here, actually.
Okay. But you like the points, right?
Yeah.
You got to like the points.
I already bet on Giants when they were +3, especially if you're getting 3.5. That's crazy to me.
It scares me when I don't understand why a line is what it is. And there's a couple this week, but more than any of them, there's three spreads that I don't understand this week, and this is the first of the three. The other two are the Monday night games. I just give me the Giants.
Yeah, the Giants at I thought it should have been Giants 2.5. That makes me think.
Three makes sense. Yeah.
3.5, I don't understand that. There could just be a lot of public perception on the Cowboys or something. Yeah.
Well, the Cowboy fans like to burn money, so that all that oil money, Sean.
Yeah.
All right, Sean, Monday night. How do you feel about catching this 7 p.m. East Coast start? 4 p.m. West Coast start. Eagles travel to D.C.
Oh, it's early.
They do the dual Monday Night Football.
That's right. I forgot. Well, I'll actually be on the East Coast, Ryan, enjoying on my dad's new 70-inch.
This game opened at 6.5, over under 49.
Should have got it at 6.5.
That kind of made sense. I mean, for me, this felt like a 5-point game, kind of like some of those other divisional games where you're not quite sure, but one team's clearly going to be better than the other.
Yeah.
Dropped to 3.5, Sean, and the over-under is 52. Now, the over might be the play here because, by all accounts, Philly is going to not field the defense. But how do you not take the Redskins here? You're an Eagles fan.
This game is going to be like 6-3. It's going to totally.
You're an Eagles fan. Can you really take the Eagles +3.5?
I mean, I took it at 4.5, and that was because I wanted to get on board early with this Chip Kelly era. But in all honesty, anything under 4, I am staying away from it as a fan. I think 3 is a lock for the Redskins.
Better question. You look at the Giants-Cowboys game and the Eagles-Washington game. How are they the same spread?
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, I think the Eagles are going to be a better team than they were last year, but I don't think it's going to be. Listen, on a neutral field, I don't think they're a 0.5 behind the Redskins.
Yeah.
But a lot of it comes down to RG3's ACL. And I think a lot of the line dropping is just this prolonged news and this whole thing. I don't know.
But the news is out. It's been announced, and the line's not moving, which makes me confused.
Yeah, no, but it's just all this stuff surrounding it feels like the injury is still an issue for him. Also, you got a guy like RG3 who has not played yet on that
True.
On that knee in game speed. Okay.
True.
Now, and also, you have a Chip Kelly offense that has no real tape on it and has yet to be scouted.
True.
You have dynamic playmakers. You have your Bryce Brown, your LeSean McCoy, your DeSean Jackson. You also have Michael Vick, who the last time he played the Washington Redskins on a Monday night had his best game of all time. He's a Virginia guy. He's going to be amped up in front of a lot of the Bad News Kennels. They said they're going to come out and support his
There is a heavy Virginia Tech contingent in that part of the. I mean, a lot of Redskins fans are also Michael Vick fans.
Closeted Vick fans.
It's kind of a conflict of interest. I don't disagree with anything you just said, potentially.
Right, I can make a compelling case. Listen, I can make
this shouldn't be 3.5 points.
Yeah, I think a true line is maybe 4 or 6, depending on how much information you have on the RG3 injury and how confident you feel he's going to be.
I think a good comparable game is the Detroit-Minnesota game. It's
right.
5 points. I think that's...
Yeah, I guess Minnesota exceeded expectations last year. People expect them to come down. Philly was below expectations. The expectations, they're going to be better. But, yes.
All right, last game.
That being said, I'll take the Eagles.
Well, last game. Kind of a more
That's
relevant...
a historical play, Ryan.
I understand.
NFC East games, you take the 3.5.
I understand. In a shocking development, we don't have to watch the Raiders play the Chargers on this doubleheader. We get to see Houston come down to San Diego, where Houston is 4-point favorites. Now, that's a lot, but I still don't understand it. I think San Diego is going to be garbage. They're shallow on defense. They lack depth. They don't have playmakers on offense. Phillip Rivers is done. I think this is a square play, but Houston by 4. Give it to me. I'd bet that all the way up to a touchdown.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I really
might would. Even go up to like 9.5 points on Houston here. I just think they're a machine. I love this. I love this spread.
I like Houston a lot, but for me, this is more, I'm taking Houston -4. It's more a play against San Diego in that offensive line.
Yeah.
In the same way I went against Green Bay, I'm going to do that with San Diego. I feel like San Diego's offensive line not going to be able to protect Rivers at all. I think J.J. Watt's going to have a big game. He's going to be on his back a lot. I think they're going to struggle to score. So give me the under, but give me Houston -4.
Yeah, I agree with both of those. I think Houston wins 35-7. Now, what's the over-under? 44.5. Interesting. I was going to say 30. I'll say they win 31-10.
Alrighty.
That's it, Sean.
Wow, week one over.
All right, so money line dog.
Yes.
Lock of the week.
Special. Lock of the week, three team tees.
Three team 10-point tees or 6-point tees?
6-point tees.
6-point tees.
Right?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Or touchdown.
Yeah, so we'll do 6-point.
Okay.
All right, Sean. Well, I mean, can I do the Giants for my money line underdog lock of the week? Or is that not fair?
I feel like we got to go over 4 points here.
Got to go over 4. I like that. Over 4 points.
Yes.
All right, Sean. Well, if that's the case, I'm going to take Green Bay.
Okay.
Take Green Bay on the money line. It's sitting at, let me pull this up real quick. It's sitting at +190, almost 2-1. I think they have a better than 33% chance to win this game, so I think there's value there. For my lock of the week, this is tough. There's a lot of juicy games, but Houston. Give me Houston.
Oh, yeah.
Give me Houston. And for my three-team tees, I'm going to send the Giants up to 9.5. You like that, right, Sean?
Making some notes.
Giants up to 9.5. Packers up to 10.5. I don't like that overlap there. And I'm going to take Jacksonville +9.5 at home. Boom. Thought about throwing Carolina in there, but.
Okay, Ryan. So let's see. What I'll do for my lock of the week. Now, so we're saying we're playing Baltimore at 7.5?
Yeah.
So the tease only gets you to 13.5?
Yeah.
Let's see here. Well, it's tough to think of a game I like more than those Baltimore Ravens getting more than the touchdown. So give me Baltimore. This is my lock of the week.
I would like to amend mine. Take Giants out, put New England in. New England minus 3.5.
Oh. Okay. All right. I'll do, for my three-team tease, I'm going to do Baltimore up to 13.5. I'll do Giants getting 9.5. And I'll do the Colts down to 3.5.
I like it.
And for my upset special, Ryan, no one circles the wagons.
Oh, stop it. Jesus
like
Christ.
The Minnesota Vikings.
Okay. Okay.
Minnesota Vikings. Although, man, it is tempting to take in that tease Tampa Bay plus 3.
You know you want to take Arizona for the money line.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Never mind. Scratch Minnesota. Give
plus
me Arizona.
180.
Arizona 4.5. I forgot we were saying the 4. Yeah, give me Arizona 4.5.
All right, Sean.
All right. Oh, that feels like a good week one, guys. Stay tuned. Tweet us your picks.
Yeah,
we'll Gambling Podcast. We'll retweet. We'll get into it.
I will be in Las Vegas starting. I will be there for the Thursday night game, watching it. I'll tweet out where I'm watching it. Anyone wants to come by, I'll have Sports Gambling Podcast t-shirts with me or close to me. If not, I'll buy you a shot. I'll be out there all weekend doing the Fantasy Football Players Championship, doing a draft Friday and Saturday. Going to be watching games, probably at Caesars. Going to have, like I said, going to have the swag, going to have some league head shit too. You should check. Don't forget to just follow the Twitter feed. We're going to be blasting out. We still got spots available in our League Heads League. We still have 3 spots available in the Fantasy ESPN Fantasy Football League. Got to get that filled up. Draft is tomorrow at, or the draft is Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11
tonight,
p.m.
Wednesday, 11. So if you're hearing this in the morning,
shoot us an email. contest@sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Did we miss anything?
Nope. And iTunes, Stitcher, and it does help us if you guys rate the show.
Yeah.
Write up a little review, and obviously share it. We're on Facebook the whole nine. Thank you guys for tuning in to the podcast. For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I am Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
Ah, G-Man.
Kramer, let it ride.